WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The father of Georgia high school shooting suspect Colt Gray has been charged with involuntary manslaughter and other offenses. Authorities say the charges stem from Colin Gray knowingly allowing his son to possess a firearm. Hunter Biden's pleaded guilty to federal tax charges. His attorney, Abby Lowell, says the president's son wanted to spare his family from a lengthy and potentially embarrassing trial.
Like millions of Americans, Hunter was late in filing and paying his taxes. Unlike those millions of Americans, he was charged criminally for his failures that occurred during the depths of his addiction to drugs and alcohol.
Hunter Biden faces up to 17 years in prison when he's sentenced in December. A federal judge will allow prosecutors in Donald Trump's election interference case to file court documents later this month, but she has yet to set a trial date. This is ABC News. Construction's underway on a state-funded reproductive health and abortion clinic in southern New Mexico. The clinic will cater to people coming from neighboring states like Texas and Oklahoma. TikTok has a new plan to promote safe online behavior among children.
TikTok is out with a new plan designed to help parents better talk to their kids about healthy online habits. Susie Loftus is the head of trust and safety at TikTok.
This campaign is really about providing simple, straightforward support so parents have the information that they need to really set the digital boundaries that make sense for their family.
TikTok already offers privacy controls that let parents link their accounts with their kids and control things like direct messages. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Two House members, a Republican and a Democrat, have lined up enough votes to make Billie Jean King the first female athlete to be awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. Next step, getting the bill to a floor vote. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden came to the Badger State Thursday. He touted his Investment in America plan, which includes laws like the American Rescue Plan Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. His main focus was billions of dollars going to clean energy projects, many of them in the Midwest. Dairyland Power Co-op will get more than $500 million for new clean energy installations. And there's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. But Wisconsin has yet to join neighboring states where medical and recreational marijuana can be used. This really happens in a cycle, and it feels like it happens constantly. There's discussion, discussion dies, and then discussion begins again. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state Senate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is entering his second season as a starter and is excited for the opportunity to open the year in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen the NFL game, might be the first NFL game. So I'm excited for it. And like you said, first one. So it'll be very exciting.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our rain chances and some rumbles winding down here the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds at lows in the mid-50s, north winds. On Friday, partly sunny skies, a few showers popping up. Winds will be gusty, highs near 60. Currently 62 degrees.
Hey, tomorrow is Friday, and that means it's time for live music brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor, and Nick Gonerang is our featured musician.
Plus, it's Football Friday, and we'll be talking to former defensive tackle John Yurkovic.
Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. What is that, mini Friday, I guess? It's a little Friday? Okay. Oh, my. So much going on. We had a terrible, I should stop smiling right now, because there was a terrible school shooting yesterday in Georgia. And I'll get to all our headlines in just a moment, but this is just great. This is from Democracy Labs. The top 13 Republican excuses to do nothing about gun violence. Number one, it's not the right time. Number two, it's the school's fault. Number three, only thoughts and prayers are needed. Number four, we need guns for the next insurrection. Number five, the MAGA Supreme Court has blocked gun safety reform, so we can't do anything. Next one, common sense doesn't apply to gun safety. Another one, we only worry about the unborn. Another one, we do whatever the gun lobby says. Another one, just make everybody wear body armor, you know? We give kids bulletproof backpacks. They sell them now at Target. Another one, everyone needs a gun. Another one, shooters will be shooters. And finally, both sides need guns, don't you know? Yeah, it's pretty grim. It really is. Anyhow, Donald Trump and the GOP have a plan to shut down the government via their Big Lie 2.0, which will have the side benefit of helping them disenfranchise millions of American voters. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Speaking of the Big Lie, his cultists are freaking out that Trump just admitted that he lost the last election. And Oklahoma school officials are in full revolt over the mandate from Kevin Stitt, their governor, and their head of the Department of Education, that they teach the Bible in elementary school. In our second hour, our single guest today, Phil Itner, our regular Thursday visit with Phil, live from Ukraine. We'll get an update on what's going on there. And also an amazing story. You ever had a conversation with somebody about something, and then you pick up your phone and you look at whatever, and you see an ad for the exact same thing you were just talking about? Well, it turns out there's a company that's actually marketing a product that has your phone listening to you. And it's one of the largest media companies in America. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. In our third hour, our geeky science. Is staying calm and carrying on the key to longer life? Or should we just, freak out when bad things happen and get it out? Also, we all owe Trump an apology. I'll explain in the third hour. Just a heads up, by the way, Saturday night, today is Thursday, so what is that, three nights from now, however you count them? Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour will be here in Portland at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. And I will be there. I won't be a big part of it, but I'll drop in and I'll be on stage. So tickets are available, I believe. I don't think they're sold out, but you can find it online fairly easily. So, to start out, Big Lie 2.0. The headline over at HartmanReport.com is Trump and the GOP's Big Lie 2.0, their plan to shut down America this fall. There's really kind of two parts to this story. The first is that Donald Trump thinks that by shutting down the government, he is going to gain some benefit, that it'll just piss off people and they will direct their anger at President Biden. And if they're angry enough at President Biden because, you know, they're not getting their Social Security checks or Medicare's not paying the bills or the national parks are closed or whatever, you know, if they're sufficiently upset, then they will take that out on Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, she being the vice president, of course. I think that's bad logic. I believe that history shows, outside of the one time that Newt Gingrich shut down the government in, 96, I think, or 97, and Bill Clinton got hurt by that. But other than that, every time Republican, and it's always been Republicans, Democrats have never shut down the government. But there's been four or five times that Republicans have shut down the government, and it's, it sure seems to me like every time it's hurt them. But anyhow, the strategy that Trump wants to use to do this is requiring that in the must-pass budget legislation, which has to pass before the end of this month, the new fiscal year, 2025 fiscal year for the federal government, begins on October 1st. So here we are, it's September 5th. So, you know, in roughly, what, 25 days, 26 days, it's going to be the end of the year. And if we don't appropriate money for next year, which starts October 1st, then the government shuts down. Now, you know, they'll do that dance. You know, Janet Yellen will, you know, find little money here and there, and, you know, it'll take about a month before it really bites hard, and which means that it goes right into October, which is the peak of early voting, and, of course, right up to the edge of November, and, you know, we've got an election in the first week of November. So Trump thinks this is going to work, and he thinks that it'll work by inserting this provision in this must-pass budget legislation that says that in every state, when you register to vote, you must prove your citizenship. Now, the reason that they're pushing this is because they know that the lower on the income ladder a person is, the less likely they are to have proof, documentary proof, that they are a U.S. citizen. The more likely they are to have somewhere in their life have lost their birth certificate or have lost their change of name if they were married, and, you know, et cetera. So, and the lower people are on the economic ladder, the more likely they are to vote for Democrats. So Republicans know this. So number one, this is, you know, they're just throwing a barrier to voting. Number two, they also know that a lot of American women are seriously pissed off about the Dobbs decision and about 20 Republican states banning abortion. So why does that have anything to do with proving that you're a citizen when you register to vote? Well, according to the National Organization for Women, about a third of all married women have a birth certificate with their maiden name on it, and yet today they use their married name, but they never went through the legal process, the formal legal process of applying to a state to change their name. And therefore, they're not eligible to vote because their citizenship documents and their actual ID show different names. So this could kick as many as, according to the National Organization for Women, 34% of all women in blue states where we don't have this requirement by and large, and there's a handful of red states too. There's five red states right now that have this on the ballot this year. Could kick a lot of women off the voting rolls, which of course is exactly what Republicans want. Now the basis of this entire thing is Big Lie 2.0. Big Lie 1.0 was Trump saying that, you know, he didn't lose the election, and we'll get to that in a little bit, because he just admitted that he lost. But in any case, you know, Trump lying about having, you know, the election stolen from him in 2020. That was Big Lie 1.0. Big Lie 2.0, which really, you know, maybe we should reverse the numbers, I'm not sure, but Big Lie 2.0, which they're reviving now for this piece of legislation, really started in 1964. In 1964, the New York Times reported that Republicans were convinced that the 1960 election was stolen from them by John Kennedy, and they were starting Operation Eagle Eye all across the United States to challenge voters to find those people who aren't actually citizens, to stand outside polling places and say, prove to me you're a citizen. And William Rehnquist, who worked his way all the way up to Supreme Court Chief Justice, was one of the leaders of this movement in Arizona, where he did this at the polling places that were heavily, you know, used by Hispanics and Native Americans, particularly Hispanics. And Hispanics, of course, are the target of this in a big way, this time by Republicans. This big lie, then, has been used now for 60 years to justify a whole range of ways that Republicans prevent people from voting or get their votes rejected. For example, exact signature matching. They're saying that, you know, illegal immigrants and voter fraud, you know, all this kind of stuff, they're forging people's signatures on ballots. And so they're going to have, they're hoping to have 100,000 people observing signature matches on mail-in ballots, almost all in blue cities, mostly in red states. And if they say, if one of these Republicans says, hey, that signature doesn't match the signature you have on file, which is real common, by the way, with people over 40, because after 40, your signature starts to change. I don't know if it's that people get sloppy or what the deal is, but it's a known fact that your vote will not get counted unless you show up at the Secretary of State's office within 5 days of the election. So that's one way that they intend to actually reject millions of votes, using this claim that there's voter fraud. There is no voter fraud in the United States. There's no voter fraud anywhere in the developed world. We're the only democracy in the world that worries about voter fraud. Yeah, I know there was a scheme with regard to mail-in ballots busted in England a couple of years ago. But everybody knew that was the exception, not the rule. Same thing here. We had a Republican group in North Carolina that was buying mail-in ballots and forging them. They got busted. There has never been an election that was changed as a result of voter fraud. It's an irrelevant, insignificant thing. But Republicans have used it to make it harder to vote, to justify purges to the voting rolls. This is what Jeb Bush did when he took the list of felon voters from Texas and used it on a purge basis against the voting rolls in Florida to bounce black and Hispanic voters off the voting rolls in Florida in 2000, just before his brother was elected president, sort of. Was selected by the Supreme Court, but, you know, another story. So my bottom line on this is that Democrats need to do what FDR did. They need to call this out. I played this clip yesterday on the program. I won't do it again, but, you know, FDR said, here's Adolf Hitler's big strategy. Just tell the big lie and tell it over and over and over again, and ultimately people will believe it. And this is what they're doing. They're running around saying, oh, yeah, the Democrats are importing people from Mexico to vote, which is absolutely not true. It's a lie. But they're using this to justify preventing Americans, particularly Hispanic Americans and black Americans, from voting. And it's working for them. And my call for action is we need to call the damn media out on this, because for 60 years, the Republicans have been promulgating this lie. And for 60 years, the media has been just acting like, oh, yeah, maybe there's something legitimate here. There isn't. It's a lie. And we need to call it a lie. We should become, you know, in most other European countries, in most other countries, if you're a citizen, you get a ballot in the mail, or you just show up and say, hi, I'm a citizen, I'm here to vote. That's it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're literally the only country in the world that makes it hard to vote. Why? Because Republicans know if everybody could vote, no Republican would ever get elected again. To quote Trump. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
From the Lake Shore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac Counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game, and there was a bat on the sidewalk, and it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit, and it turned and went just like that. And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From the Lake Shore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac Counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, you know, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy just devour this food. I can get you up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Text TOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
They told a big lie once and it ripped the truth apart. Claimed the vote was stolen, ripped the nation's heart. Now they're back again with a brand new scheme. Big lie 2.0, a nightmare in a night. Get ready, America, the storm is rolling in. Trump and the GOP playing their game again. Shut it down, tear it up, they don't care who they burn. Big lie 2.0, will we ever learn?
It's Big Lie 2.0 coming down the road. This whole voter fraud lie. And, you know, like I said, they're going to try and shut down the government. All right. This is really interesting. A couple of days ago, Trump did an interview with, I think it was somebody on Fox News, but I could be wrong. But in any case, he did this interview where he basically admitted that he lost the 2020 election. He said, you know, we just lost by a little bit, or words to that effect. And remember Nick Fuentes? Nick Fuentes is the Hitler-loving, racist, misogynistic, anti-Semitic, homophobic, Christian nationalist fascist. He might be an incel, too. I don't know. But anyhow, he's got a podcast. And he just went nuts on this yesterday. He said, oh, I lost by a whisker. So what was the point? What's the point of any of it? You lost in 2020? Seriously? What are we even doing anymore? Then you're a loser. You just lost. You lost to Joe Biden. He goes on to say, Trump deserves to be charged by Jack Smith. He said, that actually vindicates the DOJ charge against him, because the charge is that he knew he lost, but he lied to defraud the people. So why did we do Stop the Steal? Why did anyone go to January 6th? Why is anyone sitting in jail? Why did anything bad happen to anybody? Why did everyone get censored? He's really on a tear here. He says, why did everything bad that has happened to the people who were involved, why did that need to happen if you're just going to walk it all back and say, oh, I lost? And then he gets personal, Nick Fuentes. He said, it would have been good to know before 1,600 people got charged. It would have been good to know that before I had all my money frozen, before I was put on the no-fly list, before I got banned from everything, lost my banking and payment processing. Just feels like a big ripoff. It just goes to show what a tremendous betrayal Trump is. It's just like a callous indifference to the sacrifices that his supporters made on his behalf. Poor Nick. These people, you know, they should have known that Trump was lying to them about losing the election in 2020. They should have known. He lies about everything. I mean, the Washington Post documented 30,000 lies while he was president. I'm just astonished that Nick Fuentes, who seems like a smart guy, but hey, you know, Hitler-loving, racist, misogynistic, anti-Semite, must just be astonishingly stupid. And it's finally dawning on him. Thank goodness. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Oklahoma schools are in revolt. I'll tell you about that and pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The father of Georgia high school shooting suspect Colt Gray has been charged with involuntary manslaughter and other offenses. Authorities say the charges stem from Colin Gray knowingly allowing his son to possess a firearm. Hunter Biden's pleaded guilty to federal tax charges. His attorney, Abby Lowell, says the president's son wanted to spare his family from a lengthy and potentially embarrassing trial.
Like millions of Americans, Hunter was late in filing and paying his taxes. Unlike those millions of Americans, he was charged criminally for his failures that occurred during the depths of his addiction to drugs and alcohol.
Hunter Biden faces up to 17 years in prison when he's sentenced in December. A federal judge will allow prosecutors in Donald Trump's election interference case to file court documents later this month, but she has yet to set a trial date. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden announced billions of dollars for clean energy projects, and he did it here in Wisconsin. He was in Westby Thursday, that's in rural Vernon County. The federal government is giving $7.3 million to 16 energy co-ops in 23 states. This is all part of the Inflation Reduction Act. That money should make for lower rates going forward.
And for decades, they couldn't access tax credits to make clean energy more affordable. That's why Camel and I ensured that for the first time in American history, that these nonprofit co-ops can benefit from clean energy tax credits, just like for-profit utilities have for decades.
The first recipient of this money is Dairyland Power Co-op. They'll get more than $500 million to set up 4 new solar and 4 new wind power projects. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. America's sweetheart, Haley Welch, is about to launch a new podcast. Wondering who Haley Welch is? She's also known as the Hawktua Girl, who has Hawktua'd her way into our hearts. In addition to being a guest on several other podcasts, introducing a line of merch, and starting a fan club, which you can join for the low, low cost of $200, she is now launching a podcast to, as she says, tell her side of the story. You mean there's more than just Hawktua? The podcast will be produced by Jake Paul's company. The Hawktua Girls podcast will likely be a step up. Twilight is back in animated form. The show will drop on Netflix and tell the Twilight story from Edward Cullen's perspective as the character played by Robert Pattinson. The story is based on Stephanie Meyer's 2020 novel, Midnight Sun, which reimagines the Twilight story from a different angle. Meyer wrote the original Twilight books in the early 2000s, which were turned into the hit movie franchise. The Twilight movies have grossed over $3.5 billion worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our rain chances and some rumbles winding down here the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds at lows in the mid-50s, north winds. On Friday, partly sunny skies, a few showers popping up. Winds will be gusty, highs near 60. Currently 62 degrees.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
out.
Mino and the mayor.
He goes, hey, Mino, you see that guard down there at the gate? I go, yeah. He goes, can I tell you something without you getting mad?
Oh, sure.
Goes,
no.
Hey, is that John Mino out there? And Kyle goes, yeah. He goes, holy crap, he's getting so gray, I didn't recognize him.
There's stuff for that, too. Don't do that. I would never dye my hair.
All right. There's, Jim, you don't dye your hair?
I do not dye my hair.
There's nothing in there?
And absolutely.
Shoe polish?
Grecian 44.
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor of Civic Media and Recombobulation founder Dan Schaefer joins us, and Todd Michaels with Ghost Stories.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Mandated, required, that the individual superintendents of schools, or the principals, I guess they call them, and the superintendents of school districts make sure that every teacher is teaching the Bible in their classrooms in the elementary schools of Oklahoma. Now, here's the problem that they're running into. Most of these teachers are Christians. In fact, probably, well, I don't even want to guess, but, you know, a very, very high percentage of them are Christian. I mean, a very high percentage of Americans are Christians. And there's like all these different varieties of Christianity. So what part of the Bible are you going to teach? And what do you think about the teacher down the hall teaching some part of the Bible that you don't agree with, or an interpretation of some part of the Bible that you don't? I mean, this is opened a huge can of worms. And so what's happening is individual school districts and superintendents of schools are starting to say, no, don't do this. This is just going to be a mess. The superintendent of the Middell Public School System in Oklahoma, his name is Rick Cobb. He came out and he said, no, don't do it. He told his principals and his teachers not to teach the Bible. And he said, I'm not losing sleep over thinking about how Walters might retaliate. I'll address it when it comes up. He's so unpredictable. Everything out of the State Department is so unpredictable right now that I think you just have to address things as they happen and not anticipate them. But he says that, Walters, now the state superintendent, who's saying you must teach the Bible, he says, this is in the best interest of educating children. He said, we want our kids here in Oklahoma to understand American history better than any in the country, and we're laying out a roadmap for every state to follow. Teach the Bible and understand American history? Interesting. Earlier this year, Forbes magazine did a survey of educational status. You know, how are schools doing state by state across the United States, all 50 states? And guess who placed at the bottom with only 26% of fourth graders being proficient in math? 24% being proficient in reading. Only a quarter of their students are competent at math and reading in the lowest ranked state in the union, and that state would be, you guessed it, Oklahoma. And, their superintendent of instruction seemed to think that, that's going to solve the problem. Let's just teach the Bible. Amazing. All right, well, so what's on your mind today? Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Sam, how you doing? I got three quick things. One, you talked about 2 weeks ago, the riot insurrection. 20% of the rioters were associated with law enforcement in this country. That's not surprising to me, Tom. You got to remember, one of the rioters was a full-time Marine who was on leave. He was in regular civilian clothes. He was an active-duty Marine on leave, and one was a Chicago policeman who lived at home with his parents also. And the other thing is, you were talking yesterday about when the Republican and Democratic Party wasn't so out of kilter and there wasn't such Republicans just hitting below the belt constantly. And you mentioned Newt Gingrich on that, and Murdoch, who was behind. I want to mention the Godfather, Richard Milhouse Nixon. His congressional race in 1946, when he first ran for Congress against George Voorhees, I believe the gentleman was, he went and hit low on everything he could. Then he ran for Senate in 1950 against a lady named Helen Brown. And Nixon went on to say, not only is she a pink Okami, she's pink right down to her underwear. And he is the king of dirty campaigning.
Yep.
And it kind of migrated from that. And the last thing I want to bring up, there are 42 different Bibles also. So which Bible you can pick, first of all. And the last
different
thing
versions,
is,
like the New International Version, yes. The King James Version? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got the Quran, you got the, you know,
oh, yeah, those are
the Book of Abraham.
They're requiring that the Christian Bible be taught in Oklahoma.
Right. And the last thing is I know this is putting the horse before the cart, but a potential cabinet post for Kamala Harris when she wins, I would say for Chief of Staff, Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah. I think that might be I think he would do better in a more powerful position, frankly. Although Chief of Staff has a lot of power, basically they're a fancy calendar keeper and gatekeeper, and although they can play an advisory role, Rahm Emanuel certainly did for Obama. Interesting. Let me think about that one, Mark. That's interesting. Thank you. Good points all. Appreciate it. Joe, speaking of Oklahoma, Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, just real quickly on the education thing. We used to have kind of a purpley state here, and we had Brad Henry as a governor who was a Democrat. Did a fantastic job. The balance between taxes and everything was really fair. And then, you know, because of the Fox News swill machine and all the other stuff, we ended up turning into just every county voted for ex-President Trump. And when the Republicans took over, the first thing they did, you've guessed it, the trickle-down, massive, and it's all about fairness. One size finally fits all when everybody got a 5% tax cut. Of course, most of that, if you make more money, 5% is going to be a real good gig.
Right.
And then they paid for it by not giving the teachers a raise for 10 years until they went on strike. These people are absolutely monsters, just like Trump and the Republican Party now as far as tax. They basically push the Bible candy out the front door while they shovel the wealth of the state or the nation out the back door. That's how they operate. Real quickly on the Supreme Court people, mm-hmm. I say impeach them based on perjury, because every one of them said that Roe was double stare decisis.
Yeah.
So they were lying under oath. I say impeach him for perjury would be a good first step. As far as Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, by the way, before you move on to Nick, if I could just insert something here, because sure. I haven't mentioned it, and it is newsworthy. We now have a recording of a fellow reading an email from Ginny Thomas thanking this group for fighting against ethics reforms for the Supreme Court. She and her husband are arguably the most corrupt people who have ever been even close to the Supreme Court. Her husband is the most corrupt Supreme Court justice in the history of America, will go down in history as such, and was the deciding vote in a whole bunch of things, you know, like Citizens United, for example, you know, which has totally corrupted America. So I just wanted that on the record, Joe.
Yeah. I believe Anita. For the record.
Yeah, and Anita Hill was absolutely right. She's been on this program twice. Yeah. She's brilliant. She's got a great autobiography out. But anyhow, you had a...
Nick Fuentes.
Yeah.
Nick Fuentes, real quick. I think maybe he's been taking a little bit of that Russian cash, and so now he can go, I wasn't pro-Trump the whole time. Trump is now finally admitting he lost by whisker, because he knows in the debate they're going to say, did you win 2020? Now he can walk that back.
Right.
So these are people that are just paid liars, and they're hedging. My last point, Kamala can't move anybody during this debate because Trump's going to do his leaf blower of lies, and he's going to be better coached this time going in. And we watched Kerry and Gore versus Bush, and anybody with a functioning brain would have never voted Bush after those debates, but we already know the other side has a lot of dysfunctional brains and a lot of misinformation that's feeding their thinking.
That's right.
So here's the point I did actually call about. I think Kamala is messing up to some degree, how she's carrying on her rallies. And the reason I say that is there's some key issues and points that she's not making. One, on immigration. She should remind everyone in that audience Trump is planning on using the U.S. military to round up immigrants.
She does. She mentions that.
That Trump took babies from the arms of mothers.
She mentions that. And she mentions that he killed the border reform bill that Jim...
that's definitely a great one.
From Wyoming,
He also wants to take away birthright citizenship. I mean, these should be pile-driven. Now, lastly, on the campaign stops, she's not doing good enough about the one issue we don't have a silver bullet for, and that's inflation. Yes, it's down, but people know over the last
inflation is below 3% now. I mean, you know, there's which is within the. I mean, Ronald Reagan never got inflation below 4.1% ever in his entire 8 years, and nobody says, Reagan. No, I get your point. Joe, I'm sorry, I got to move along now, but thank you for the call. Excellent points, all. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about our friend down in Florida, Governor DeSantis, and the scandal going on with his state's Department of Parks to work with his cronies to develop 9 of the state parks into golf courses and resort hotels, and how the employee, the cartographer for the Department of Parks, who blew this up by telling the Tampa Times, got fired. And happy to report that his GoFundMe page that somebody set up for him has now collected twice what his public salary would have been if he'd stayed employed. But this is just so sick. And then just one more thing I wanted to touch on, the passing of Jane McElvey, the labor organizer, in July, and how she has a series of books that can help people work through their mobilization efforts, because she was a very successful union organizer.
And you find her books how?
Jane McElvey, McElvey.
Okay.
Just look up her name. There's all 5 of them right there.
Great. Okay. Susan, thank you. Thank you so much. It's always nice hearing from you. Appreciate it. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And the debate is in 5 days. Are you ready? It's going to get wild. I'll be right back with your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick money-saving tip on some car maintenance that almost anybody can do. When I take my car in for routine service, they want to charge me for changing my car's cabin air filter. It costs maybe $50 plus parts, sometimes even more. But this one is pretty easy to do yourself in most cases. Just search YouTube for the make and model of your car and the words cabin air filter. There's videos that'll walk you through changing it. In a lot of cars, the cabin air filter is behind the glove box, so you don't even have to go under the hood. It takes no tools and 5 minutes to change it, even if you go slow. They cost about $30 or less on Amazon or at some local auto parts store. I think it's worth a shot to save $50 or more. And look, if everything goes sideways somehow, this won't hurt or stop your car from running if you have to go for help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids can overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs. Advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it can be hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. Text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
With lines drawn in the sand and shields that never yield, it's always us against them in this endless fight. But in the clash of colors, we lose the shades of right. The media makes it my team, your team. But there's more to see in the American dream. It's about the deeper issues, the big picture view.
Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to address the issues that you spoke up today. First thing I wanted to say was that I do believe that for the Democrats, they need to just be truthful about why Donald Trump lost. See, it's not enough to just say, well, it was the most fair election in history. They need to point out that Donald Trump lost because of his policies and people voted against him, and that there was no way that somebody could plant 3 million votes for for Joe Biden against him.
Yeah.
And I think that would help the public because they're not pointing out exactly why he lost.
Yeah, good point. By the way, it was 3 million in 2016 that he lost by. He lost by 7 million in 2020.
Yeah, exactly, Tom. And last thing that I think is noteworthy, Tom, under Donald Trump, we had 3 government shutdowns, and the longest one under Trump was 35 days. You never had not one government shutdown under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, not one.
Yeah.
And Trump let the government shut down because he wanted money for that border wall. So I think we need to remember that when we go to the polls, that this man let the government shut down, that Donald Trump did.
You're right. And it was the longest shutdown in American history, wasn't it, Andre?
It was. Yeah, it was. It was.
That's, that's what I thought.
35 days.
Yep. There you go. There you go. Andre, thank you.
So,
go ahead.
And the second was Rand Paul. Rand Paul let the government shut down, too, under Donald Trump.
Yeah. 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 No, he helped lead the charge. Yeah, you brought the goods, Andre. Thank you very much. That was a good one. Susan in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hey, good to see you. I'm a recovering fundamentalist.
Uh-huh.
And I am very happy to be here. Welcome or hello from the land of where every schoolroom has the Ten Commandments posted, thanks to Jeff Landry, our governor.
Oh, my.
But the actual they have. Jeff, and now he's doing another thing, but he's an idiot. So, anyway, I called because one of the things, I have a brother who's 100% Trump. He's got banners out in front of his house with the Rambo body with Trump's head on it. You know, the whole, he's part of the cult.
Yeah.
And one of the things he said about the whole abortion thing is that, well, you know, states can decide. Well, that's all well and good. And this is one thing I know all of you guys know that are, you know, that research these things. But I've never heard any people know the fact that there are 24 states in the United States that cannot put forth a referendum. In Louisiana, I cannot collect 1 million signatures and say, I want to put this on the ballot.
That's true.
The only way it can get on the ballot is through the legislature.
That's right.
And, of course, our legislature is hardcore, which, of course, the response was, well, then you just, you know, you vote in people that'll do it. Well, that's great if we weren't gerrymandered to hell and back again.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, even had a Democrat as a governor. Isn't John Bell Edwards, wasn't he a Democrat? Wasn't he your governor, or am I thinking of another state?
He was. And you know what? He vetoed every damn thing he could. And I tell you what, Tim Walz is like John Bell Edwards reincarnated. I'm so excited because I love John Bell.
Well, hopefully you can get another Democrat as a governor, at least. Because that's the only way to get around the gerrymandering. Susan, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but I got to run. But thank you for the call. I look forward to future conversations. Thank you. It's the top of the hour. We'll be back with Phil Itner live from Ukraine on the other side of this break, and then back to your call. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc's Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Mino and the Mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game. and there was a bat on the sidewalk. And it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit. And it turned and went, just like that. And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.